Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Hello, this is podcast number 174, and we've just finished watching United against Crystal Palace. And the first thing that we're going to bring to attention is it's the 4th of February, and Nick looks like he's not wearing socks, and he's got very short trousers on, and he's got a lot of ankle exposed. If this was the Victorian era and this is a woman, she'd have been arrested. There's far too much ankle on show there for the 4th of February. But anyway, yes,
I would like to clarify that by the fact that we've not been selling today. So there's no need to put socks on. It's okay. If I was outside and we'd been selling, I would not be dressed in this attire. But we've had a day off today, and it's been lovely. So this that's is, why. This is I your... have got socks on. I would like to clarify. I do have socks on.
So yeah, we were going to do some before, but as Nick said, we didn't sell today. So I'm in the process of moving house, and was a hero and gave me a lift with some of my stuff, so I didn't get to come and have a few beers before. But so yeah, you were out before, weren't you? So.
Oh, it's brilliant. The thing is, though, is that I've been selling Red News now for 11 years, and I've never had a game off where you could go out for a couple of beers before. Certainly not over, like, midweeks necessarily don't count after work, whatever, but a weekend, like, if we... You sell it. It's just how it is, isn't it? You turn up and you sell. So today it was like, I was in O'Shea's having a pint of Guinness, and I'm talking to Steve, and I'm like, this is bizarre. Like, is this what regular people do? Is this what a pre-match is meant to be? And it was fucking delightful. 4 pints of Guinness before I got to the game. I had a drink at half time. I thought, bloody hell, I'm shit faced. I didn't even watch the first half.
You didn't miss anything.
They kick a ball about. I missed that. Apparently, it was a handball for a penalty.
Oh, it was 100% a penalty. Like, I'm down the other end, and it was 100% a penalty. But,
I didn't know it.
Yeah, Barney said not to do a very long one. And I don't think there's going to be a lot to say, to be fair. But it was a comfortable game, I think.
70 minutes.
Yeah. I was going to say it was a comfortable game until the moment that Barney put in the group, it's nice to see us win games comfortably. And then all of a sudden it changed.
It's basically his fault. I think it was a largely comfortable game. The first half they did nothing. And you think, oh, you go off at one, you won nil out time, you think, right, let's kill the game. And there's, you know, we sat with Paul and Danny in front, we were going, right, let's kill the game off. Kill it off before after. Try and get to 2 or 3 nil. And you can pull off your likes of Casemiro, for example. But if you don't kill the game off, that's the way that the game goes. And then you get sent off. You're down to 10 men. Luckily, we got a second goal.
I don't know. I think it was one of them. I think it felt, the majority of the game felt like a training match. And I think there was people behind me saying, oh, it's too easy, blah, blah, blah. Like, and I was like, this is, could come back to bite us, because, like, we're not, I still don't think, I know we've obviously, you know, we end up getting the second one that arguably killed the game off until, you know, things change later on, but I still think we're lacking. I do like Weghurst, and I'm not gonna jump on him or anything, but I do think that we're still missing a killer instinct to,
we know.
You know, like, we scored after a couple of minutes, and it's like, right, we'll kick on and do it again, and you know, that's why I think that our, you know, we're doing well in the league and our points are brilliant, but our goal difference is so much less, because I don't think we've got, it feels very rare that we're gonna go on and win by 4 goals. It don't feel like we're that sort of team at the moment.
But we're still not in the capabilities of beating a team by 4 goals, you know. We're not, are we, you know.
I'm not complaining, but it'd be nice sometimes. Just, it never felt like the game was fully kicked. Like, but when it was 2-0, it was like, yeah, it's a training game, but
but you're never going to see that against Palace, though. Like, they are quite tough.
They were terrible today.
They are terrible.
For the majority of the game.
Creativity, they are terrible. They rely on Zaha for a lot of their creativity. And obviously, when he doesn't play, then that's how it's going to be. But the thing is, though, is that you can't sit there today and be like, well, you know, you take the best player out, they're going to sit back. So we're never going to sit there. We're never going to beat them 4 or 5 nil. We were. But I thought, as soon as you go up 1-0 up, I was expecting a bit more of a
goal. Yeah, that's what I mean.
And it's nice to sit here today, and I know we've won 2-1, and that's great. And you would think, well, you know, 2-1, you finish with 10 men for 20 minutes, just take it and move on. And there's an element of that, and there is. But at the same time, you'd be thinking, well, why are we not still seeing enough from an Anthony of Vegas? And we haven't. And I don't mind Wilde. Everything I've seen of him, or Gout. Everything I've seen of Gout so far, I quite like him. I think, but he's got to be scoring in those type of matches.
Yeah. I think.
And now he's bedded in.
Yeah.
And I think. But it's nice to be in a position where we were in one of those games that was traditionally United v QPR 10, 15 years ago. And thought, oh, we've got QPR home today, that's a 2-0. And that's great to have, and it was almost great to have until the sending off. And that's almost at the stage where we're at, where it's, 13 games at home? We've won in a row?
I mean,
and we're there now.
Before we go on to before we say about the red card and stuff, I think whether they do keep him on, but part of me thinks I would keep. I still think we need to get a proper striker. But if Veghorst is happy to be someone who come off the bench and just change things up, what I've seen of him so far, I would do that.
Yeah,
but I said that when we signed him.
I have no issue with that.
And I think he's got. He touches it well. He does stuff good. But that's the thing. I'm not going to judge him because he's on loan. And, you know, like, he was brought in because we needed bodies. So I'm not going to, like, go in on him or anything. And I think he does a certain job that, like, in that first half, we had so much domination of the ball because we were pressing from the front and he was starting that. Like, there was times where he was pushing on. Like, Martial was never going to do that. Ronaldo certainly was never going to do that. And I think, like, he might not have... He's not scoring, but he's been doing a job that I think that I appreciate. And I think if they want to give him a contract and it's basically like, you're going to be on the bench and we'll bring you on if we need you. And if he's happy to do that, sometimes you just need those bodies to do that.
I like it. And I would have would have signed him in the summer for more than something like 10, 15 million.
Oh, no. You're not paying
probably,
a lot.
Probably
but,
not. No, but, you know, Burnley are obviously going to get promoted and they're going to... But anyway.
I don't think they'd take him back anyway, though.
Well, it doesn't sound like Burnley fans want him. Tangent. But I went out running on Thursday night with a Burnley fan.
Were you going uphill?
I was going uphill. Of course I was going uphill. There's no other kind of run that I do. I don't run downhill, that's weird. But anyway, I was out running with a Burnley fan. He sees the ticket holder, he goes home and away, he does not miss a game. Like, it doesn't matter where they are. And he was saying, he's shite. And I was like, what do you mean he's shite? He's like, they just hold the ball up. And I was like, well, what do you mean? He holds the ball up and he look left and he look right and he plays someone into play, and we have got the players to do that.
But that's not his fault.
That's the point. And I said, well, that's the issue. I said, well, he's not. His point is, I'm going to hold the ball up. The bigger issue with him is he's fucking 6'14" or whatever he is, and he can't hit a ball. And we're not playing crosses. And I'm not saying play loads of crosses into box. I'm not talking about Villa away, where, you know, we sat and watched it after San Sebastian in the fucking Santander airport. And you're watching fucking ball after ball come into the box and Ronaldo doesn't know what he's doing. I'm not saying play like that, but it's nice to have that element of a game to have. So I quite like that, where you're thinking, throw him on. Fellaini did as much as a swear word that might be.
Well, I said this every week, didn't it? Yeah.
You can throw Fellaini on towards the end with 10, 15 minutes to go, and how many games?
And he'll mix it
for
you? Yeah.
And even in the Champions League, I remember watching him at the end against Young Boys. He came on, held the ball, smashed one in the corner in the 93rd minute. And you need that presence sometimes. So I'm not against Val in any way, shape, or form, but he isn't the answer up front. And today,
oh no, know. Today, but I don't think anyone thinks it.
No, I know. But today proved that it definitely 100% wasn't. Because that's where he should have gone. I'll take the game by the scruff of the neck and I'm going to be the striker that's going to win. He didn't do that. But there's loads of positives out of today. The grit, the determination, the way that every single player was so fucking fired up and went down to 10 men. Varane, Bruno,
well, I think
Martins were excellent in terms of firing the crowd up.
I think the fact that that Casemiro was sent off proved that we've seen it back briefly, but like everyone's got each other's back now. Everyone's got each other's back. You know what I mean?
I didn't feel like they did before, and I feel like it's still growing. We're at a stage where it's like, come on, we actually need you, and it's nice. But, and what a crowd!
And I did put in the group before. Is this another example? Obviously, it's not. But is this an example of Casemiro just being a genius? Because he's out for 3 games. So that's 2 Leeds games and Leicester. So his next domestic game is the final. But he's also available for both the Barcelona games. If you could say he doesn't... Obviously, we can look back at this in a couple of weeks and we've dropped points in those games, but I'd back us to not drop points in those games. In the Leeds and Leicester game. If in an ideal world, you could say, we'll be all right in those games, and our best player, and I think he is our best player, is only going to be playing in the 3 most important games this month. I'd absolutely take that.
And it's great.
Yeah,
fresh,
exactly. That's what I'm saying. He's available for those games.
I don't
games
think that's something that he's thinking about. He's not sat there going,
He didn't get sent off on purpose. He obviously didn't get sent off on purpose. But as soon as it happened, I was like, this could be a positive. In a weird way, this could be a good thing.
You need to find the positive because he's 100%.
To be fair, my reaction, I don't think we did a podcast, but my reaction after the last Palace game, where I don't think we should have played him, and he was yellow carded, and he was missing for the Arsenal game, that was the most pissed off I've been about United in a long time, because I thought we would have been okay without him in that game, looking forward to the Arsenal game. And I was more pissed off that he got that suspension in that game. This one, I think, he's going to be out, but we could benefit from him being out. Obviously, hindsight, in a few weeks' time when we've lost 2 of those 3 games, I'll come back and say I was wrong, but.
Yeah, but at the time you could only judge it as that, and that's fair enough. And we had a big argument at the time, didn't we? We were saying, well, you've got to play him. He's our best footballer. You have to play him. You have to play him against Palace. You've got 10 minutes to go and you're winning 1-0. Do you still keep him on? Fucking course you do. And I still think that's the right decision now. Even with the fact that he got sent off and got that second yellow card.
I think we'd have won that Arsenal game if he was on the pitch.
We would have.
That last 20 minutes, we needed someone to control the game, and McTominay cannot do that.
No.
I think we would. I don't think we'd have conceded right at the end. If he was on the pitch, I think we might have lost.
And you're half right, and that's fine. And I get your logic for it, and a lot of going to disagree with the fact that if he was on there, would we have won it? Probably not. No. Would we have got beat? No.
I mean. We might have got a draw, but we wouldn't have lost. We wouldn't have lost. That's what, yeah.
But the issue is here that I think is, yeah, there's Casemiro of all of that, but you still got Christian Eriksen. And I like Eriksen, I do. I think he had a rough start, and I was still sad by the fact that he had a rough start at United, he did. I know you disagree with me, but he did have a rough start, I'm sorry, but he was shit at Brentford. He was
everyone was.
It doesn't matter. But he was still shit in a fair few games. And he's the greatest footballer in the world. But the point is, you look at players like Eriksen, he's such a key part of United's midfield where we're over reliant, that his limitations cost us in a lot of games. And I still think that the fact is that he can't go deep into games really costs us. And I think that him going so deep into a game against Arsenal was a bigger issue than the fact that Casemiro wasn't playing. I think that was still because he just goes non-existent. And again, against City, proved the same thing. Again, we beat City, and you can't go deep into games. So what I'm trying to say is, Sabitzer as a signing is great. I love that signing. I think that Sabitzer as a signing is absolutely, utterly wonderful. I've seen him line a fair few times. I've been to watch Leipzig. I think I've seen Leipzig like twice, maybe four times. I've seen him now. He's brilliant. Great footballer. And he fits the mould of Ericsson, but he can go deep into the
It looks alright today. It looks alright today.
Exactly. And I think that he is going to be in that midfield three where you go, well, you know it's going to be Casemiro, you know it's going to be Bruno, you know it's going to be Ericsson. No, you know it's going to be Casemiro once he's back from suspension. You know it's going to be Bruno, who's going to revitalise playing a totally different role. And I thought him and Fred today were probably my man of the match. I couldn't really decide, because I enjoyed both of them today for what they brought to the team, not just in terms of creativity but balls. But then that Sabitzer is going to fit in there so perfectly. He's not going to be the Ericsson, he isn't going to be the big creative guy. He's tried that and he keeps moving further and further back. You know, Rooney did the same thing and moved further. He's doing many favours for that. He's going to be the boss, and I think he's a great footballer, and I think that's encouraging. He's going to hopefully drive us deeper into games where we don't have to cope in the way that we did against Palace, the way that we did against Arsenal, because I think he'll solve that for us. And I just wish there was an option in there for us to play. It's a run, but there you go.
It's not a run,
and you can print because I like Sabitzer that much. I think he's that good of a footballer. Everyone knows how nerdy I am if you listen to this about German football. He's a good footballer. He's a very good footballer.
Okay. What are your thoughts on a short sleeve and gloves, though? Because that was the first thing that came to mind.
Anything that he does is glorious. Anything that he does is glorious. He's a good player. And I think if you don't know too much about Sabitzer, if you think he's going to be like a 10, he's not a 10. He was a 10, and then he moved further back. And people go, oh, he can defend really well. He can't defend that well. He's okay. He's better than Ericsson at defending. Fucking hell, I'm better at defending than Ericsson is because he's a fucking terrible defender. He's a more complete central midfielder. He's more of a typical central midfielder. But he isn't a creative player.
I suppose he's not as creative as if you want to look at the positives of the red card again today, he's probably going to play a lot more in the next few games as well because of that. So,
and he's feisty as well. Like, you know,
as soon as he came on today, he looked good. So hopefully
he'll fit in well.
Danny, have you got any thoughts on today?
Which bit?
All of it.
Yeah, it was all right. Good result, considering we went down to 10 men. Didn't really understand the sending off because, in my mind, from K stand, for you younger people, that's East stand. What is it? Middle or whatever it is.
East stand.
Who cares? K stand. I thought the whole VAR was about their guy.
Well, so that's interesting.
That's honestly. So, I thought that was what it was.
So where I sit, I've said before, it was right in my corner, and the in front of me is one of the cameramen, and he's got a screen, and I could see, like, it's everyone in the stadium would cheer as soon as it went to VAR. I'd already seen a replay where it showed it kicking off, and I was like, and then it went to VAR, and everyone cheered, thinking it was for one of their players. And it was like, as soon as it, I was like, this is for, at first I thought it was Anthony that had done something.
We all did though, didn't we?
I thought it was Anthony. I had no idea, because when he came back and I was expecting him to show, because I was like, I saw it on the, and I was like, he's going to send Anthony off, but I didn't realise it was Casemiro. But it was that's the thing, maybe that's the thing with VAR. No one else in the stadium has any idea what's actually going on, because everyone thought it was going to be for the other way.
Paul has shown me a little clip there of him, had his hands around the throat of the guy, which in his snippet it looks bad, but then as you play it on, they're hugging each other and it's all friendly, so why is it sending off, really? You know, it's just handbags. I think that, you know, but let's give the guy a rest. He'll be nice and fresh. We've got Leeds twice. Leicester, is it?
Yeah.
I think getting a new guy in midfield, Bruno, I think, needs a rest as well, but he's going to have to wait. And good result, we ground the result out when we went down to 10 men, because going to 2-1, we could have easily drawn that.
Yeah.
And that is a good result.
Yeah.
Tottenham will beat City tomorrow. Arsenal beat today. We're back in it. We're going to win the league.
All right.
And that's my 8th Guinness I've had, by the way. Oh, what I would like to add is, if you are the gentleman that sits sits today, three rows in front of me, filming the minute silence, filming every minute, filming the crowd, if I'd have been closer to you, I would have slapped you. You utter fucking knob.
No. So that's your hate of the week.
Yeah, that's my hate of the week. That's utter my hate of the week. Why do people, and maybe I'm old school, why do people feel the need to video record every corner, every throw-in, a minute of silence? Watch it on Match of the Day. They film it loads better. Just fuck off. Sure. Be in the moment. Be in the moment. Enjoy the game. Have a sing-song. Enjoy the game. Don't live it through your phone. And if you're in front of me and I have to watch it through your phone's going. Where's it going?
On the
exactly. Ran over. Thank you, and good night.
Have you got a hate of the week, Nick?
Well, I got shouted out for my hate of the week yesterday.
Yes, it did. I don't think you want to say what it was, because he got a very big backlash for what his hate of the week was. It was very Tory. So it was very Tory. If you want to tell the people what your hate of the week was, and people can judge you off that. I think there was a lot of backlash to that. I don't. It was very Tory. We'll tell you after. I'm not going to say it in it.
I've got one more question to ask you both. Anthony turning back on himself all the time. Why? Why? It's sure he's got the ability to go past players, get to the byline, cross it, get in the box, turn inside and score that one goal.
I think he turns
back on himself all the time.
I think he always just takes a bit too much time. But then our second goal today, which I must say I want to watch back because it was a really nice goal, that second goal. That was one of the only times today where he was quick with it, and he got rid of it quickly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then we did well. And
that was a well-worked goal,
yeah,
to be fair.
And I don't think it started with him, but he had the ball, and rather than just taking too much time on it, he passed it on, and it went on, and we scored. And I think it feels like he always has the ball for two or three too many touches or a bit too long, and then the moment's gone.
But he's got the speed, he's got the ability, and he's going past the defender, and then all of a sudden he turns back on himself, and that gives the other defenders chance to get back. And it happens every game.
Yeah.
Why? He's got the ability, surely.
Yeah.
He's got the speed.
Anything? Nick was just being distracted listening to Madonna. Go on, have you got anything to say?
No.
Right, so Barney said that we needed to make it less than 20 minutes, and it's now 23 minutes, so we'll go.
To say he's by the mag for Leicester.
Yeah, so we've not been silent for the last few games, because the way that there's been so many home games in the cups and stuff, like, so the next...
And they can't be bothered.
I'll always be bothered to sell. So the next game that we're selling is Leicester. But yeah. Appreciate everyone for listening, and glory, glory, Man United.
And by the time you read it, we'd have beat them dirty Yorkshire bastards twice.
To the regiment.
Sorry to the Yorkshire Reds, by the way.
Oh, no. No. Right. Oh, we've got a minute. Go on. Carl. Anyone?
Right, Paul, you say something instead. He's not saying out.
What?
Anything?
We have to add to the podcast.
What do you want to say about today?
It's on, isn't it? Quadruple's back on.
Then?
Quadruple's back on.
Is that? Yeah? It is?
Is he even on that whistle?
On that note, glory, glory, Man United.
Thank you and good night.
To the regiment, goodbye.